44th Annual Grammy Awards will be presented next month in Los Angeles. The nominees were announced yesterday. And the rock band U2 received 8 nominations, including Album of the Year for All That You Can't Leave Behind. The first single from the album actually won a Grammy last year, but the album itself was released late enough to qualify for this year's Grammys. So while the attention given to U2 surprised few, one new artist surprised many with her 7 Grammy nominations. Joining me now to talk about it is John Pareles, music writer for The New York Times. So, John, this is apparently the big surprise, 7 nominations for singer India Arie, including Album of the Year. Her album is called Acoustic Soul. Now, it had only moderate success in sales, and the single video did not crack the top 20. So how'd she get all these nominations?
People liked it, I think, is the short answer. It's a very nice song that got her over. The song is called Video, and it's a song about not wanting to be held up to artificial standards of beauty. She says, I'm not the girl in the video. It's also got a nifty bit of marketing in it because the chorus ends with India Arie's name. So every time you hear the song, you're reminded, I'm India Arie. Why she was nominated as Album of the Year and Alicia Keys, who is up against her in every other category that she's in, was not nominated for Album of the Year is a mystery, because the Alicia Keys album is the one that's on all of the critics' top 10 lists. The Alicia Keys album is the one that sold 4 million copies. Personally, I think the Alicia Keys album is better end to end as an album than the India Arie album is, though it's a very nice album.
Well, so what's going on? Why does one get so many nominations and one gets shut out?
Well, Alicia Keys didn't exactly get shut out. She still got 6 to India Arie's 7. It's just that Album of the Year category. Why? This is the mystery of the Grammys. And no one quite understands the mystery of the Grammys, including those of us who've been watching it for decade upon decade. They always do something goofy. This is a goofy thing.
And by the way, who are they? You say they always come up with something funny. Who are they?
They is pretty much the established music industry. To vote for the Grammy Awards, you have to have amassed 6 credits on an album. You can be executive producer, you can be producer, you can be a session man, you can be a liner notes writer, you can be an art director, but you have to have 6 credits. So these are the people who are in it for their career. And that includes the guys who have made 6 albums, and includes the guys who have made 106 albums.
Well, 2 veterans are up for Album of the Year, Bob Dylan for Love and Theft, U2 for All That You Can't Leave Behind. Do you think either one of them has a shot against the popular Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack?
Oh, definitely. U2 is, I mean, I'm not Jimmy the Greek, but I would lay odds on U2 winning it.
And if the darkness is to keep us up, and if the daylight feels like it's a long way,
this has also been a year when what U2 is saying on that album, which is full of hope and full of reassurance and full of God-fearing reassurance in a lot of places, this is what people want to hear after September 11th. So much as I love the Bob Dylan album, I have the feeling that U2's got the edge.
You've already mentioned a nomination that was kind of puzzling, or a set of nominations that is opposing India Arie and Alicia Keys. Any other nominations that don't quite make sense to you?
I don't have that many quibbles with them this year because I've learned not to expect too much from them. The other oddity is there's a song called Drops of Jupiter by a totally undistinguished folk rock group. I'm going to get letters. A totally undistinguished folk rock group called Train. And it's up for Song of the Year. The string arrangement behind it is up for an award. This is inexplicable to me.
Tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get the chance to dance along the light of day? Head back to the Milky Way.
John, your predictions for the major categories.
Let me warn your listeners not to place any money on these because I'm always wrong. But I predict a U2 sweep. I just think that the momentum behind them, the fact that their songs are saying what people want to hear, and the fact that it's a really good album, all make it kind of unbeatable. I predict for Best New Artist, where NDRE is in contention with Alicia Keys, I would go for Alicia Keys. I would put my money on Alicia Keys. I think she's going to beat NDRE in that category, especially when people realize that they can't vote for her for Album of the Year.
John Pareles writes for the New York Times. Thank you, John.
Thanks.